The head of Czech radio, René Zavoral, greeted the assembled guests in all the languages in which Radio Prague International currently broadcasts.
Welcome to Czech radio. Bienvenue, soyez le bienvenu à la radio Czech. Benvenido à la radio Czecha. Herzlich willkommen bei Czechischem radio. Dobro pozdravovat na Českové radio. Takže ještě jednou hezké odpoledne.
The station, established 90 years ago to counter growing Nazi propaganda, has gone through thick and thin, passing through the dark years of World War II, 4 decades of communist rule, and the return to democracy in 1989 that allowed the station to flourish in the country's newfound freedom. Today, Radio Prague International broadcasts to the world in 6 languages, including a Ukrainian service set up shortly after the start of the war to help Ukrainian refugees, mainly women, children and elderly people, to integrate into Czech society. Much has changed since the fall of communism, with the station moving from reel-to-reel tapes and shortwave transmissions to modern technology and satellite broadcasts and providing multimedia service to listeners the world over. Its basic mission has remained the same, presenting the Czech Republic to the world, explaining its position in international affairs, defending its values, assisting business, trade and cooperation, cultural exchange and nurturing bilateral ties and people-to-people relations. Czech Radio's Director General René Zavoral said he was proud of what the international service has accomplished.
Zahraniční vysílání rozhlasu samozřejmě prošlo za to poslední období mnoha různými změnami.
There have been many changes over the years. We particularly feared for the station's future when it ended shortwave broadcasts, which had become costly and ineffective, and its main platform became the internet. But it quickly established a strong presence online. Its website radio.cz was one of the first online news websites in the Czech Republic, established even before Czech Radio itself moved online. Today, Radio Prague International is truly a multimedia service encompassing a website, podcasts, social media channels, videos and more. I am proud of the fact that Radio Prague International annually draws 8 million visits, and I personally consider it to be a highly effective tool for promoting the good name of the Czech Republic abroad, for reaching business leaders and tourists, and serving as a great cultural platform.
Potenciálních turistů a stejně tak samozřejmě že úžasnou kulturně uměleckou platformu.
The pride in the station's history on its 90th birthday is somewhat dampened by fears that it could be the last. The foreign ministry, which finances the service from state coffers, has moved to slash its budget by almost a quarter and signaled plans to discontinue the service altogether as of 2027. Mr. Zavoral said this would be a great loss.
A tak vás všechny, kteří držíte palce a podporujete zahraniční vysílání Českého rozhlasu a máte pocit, že...
I want to thank all those of you who support the international service of Czech radio and consider it to be an effective and useful tool in public diplomacy, similarly as stations in neighboring countries and EU member states. We will be grateful for your support in defending its raison d'être, because if the plans to slash the station's funding down to zero materialize, then that would be the end of the road for Radio Prague International, and I do believe that none of us here would want that to happen.
Což si myslím, že si aspoň tady v tomto kroužku si myslím, že to mohu říci, nikdo z nás nepřejeme.
Many of the ambassadors present voiced words of support and encouragement, saying that in today's turbulent world, the voice of Czechia's international service has gained even greater significance. The French ambassador to the Czech Republic, Stefan Kruza, explained the hope that Radio Prague International would be around to celebrate 100 years on the airwaves.
I wanted to say how happy I am here, along with a lot of... colleagues, ambassadors, and I think that says a lot about what we think of Radio Prague International. My own experience is that when I Google, you know, things about Czech life, news, I very often end up on an article by Radio Prague International. And the fact that you broadcast in 6 languages is absolutely essential in this day and age. We need more and more communication that is reliable, that is trustworthy, And your listeners know that this is the case. And so, Mr. Director General, you said that you would hope that we would support your endeavors for the future, to make sure that we will be able to celebrate the 100th anniversary in 10 years with the new government. And you can count on me in any case, and I'm sure I can vouch for the other ambassadors to make that point to the minister.
Yeah.
Merci.
The ambassador of Argentina, Claudio Rosenzweig, stressed the importance of Radio Prague International in fostering understanding, good relations and cooperation among nations.
So first of all, thank you very much, Mr. Director, and all the colleagues for being here. For us, Radio Praga is a milestone, no? Regarding history, culture, our history. When I read the history of 90 years and I read the fight of Radio Praga against in 1945 against the Nazism and in 1968 against the Soviets, and also the commitment in our region and in other regions, for example, against the Russian aggression in Ukraine, reading something very interesting 2 or 3 weeks ago about the Ukrainian radio and Irina Slavinska and something very, very interesting. I think that Radio Praga International in Spanish with our culture, with our history is a way, a path, an instrument to have more information, our information in Prague and some information from us, from the Czech Republic. I'm sure that we can work together a lot, and we can work more not only on history and on culture, but also on commerce, also on possibilities of having more entrepreneurs, Czech entrepreneurs in our region, in LATAM, and this is our task, our duty, and something that is very important. So I'm very, very proud to be here. I'm very happy, and happy birthday, Radio Praga, in this 90 years. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, the story of Radio Prague International is a story of courage to speak up when necessary, a story of perseverance, and above all, a story of connection between Prague, between Czech Republic and world.
And finally, good wishes from Spain, Mexico and Sweden.
Happy 90th anniversary, Radio Prague. 90 years, informing, giving news, sharing opinions, creating debate. Happy birthday, and we hope that you have another 90 years sharing news and information with all of us.
Happy 90th anniversary, Radio Prague. Feliz aniversario, Radio Praga. We listen to you, we read you from Mexico, los leemos y los escuchamos desde México for 90 more years, por 90 más años más.
In the world of new media, everyone thought that radio is dead, but it's not truth and it's not the reality. The word is even more important today, and it's super important that we understand each other. And radio is coming with accurate information in the language you wish, and it's super important for the international community, not only here in the Czech Republic, but abroad as well. So it's very important, not only for us, not only for diplomats, but for the public as well. And it's very important for that we understand each other more.
In the course of the year, Radio Prague International will look back on its 90-year history in a special series highlighting the station's milestone years. The series is now running in Czech on Czech Radio's Plus channel, but will be available in English in the summer month, in the run-up to the anniversary of the start of international language broadcasts in August of 1936.